a parallel to the mourning that goes on in Ezekiel's vision of the sealing. Those that are sealed will have this mental outlook. But also what's being portrayed here is not simply the tie-in with the end of chapter 10 where the great controversy is opened up to Daniel, but also that Daniel's fasting. Brothers and sisters, God's people at the end of the world that are going to make up the 144,000 are going to have victory over appetite. And they're going to have a consecrated experience where they're going to be seeking for truth, and they're going to desire to know and understand truth above everything else. And that's why I went ahead and shared the story of Columbia. Brothers and sisters, if you had opportunity to go hear some messages this weekend and you knew there was a probability, not just a large probability, that when you got home your probation was going to close because you were going to be executed, would you go to those meetings this week? Those group of people in Columbia just humbled me in the dust. What we have here in the United States, with the religious freedom that we still have and with the peace that we still have, is rapidly fleeing us, and we have no idea about what's about to take place. And these troublous times are already in the world, and we seem not to have any idea about it. Brothers and sisters, Daniel here in chapter 10 is portraying the characteristics of the 144,000. And there is another way that you can recognize this, and it's this way. In Selected Messages, Book 2, page 106, Sister White's going to speak about this increase of knowledge that's mentioned in Daniel 12:4, and she's acknowledging the Millerite movement that took place when the time prophecies were fulfilled, and she references the increase of knowledge that's spoken about in verse 4 of Daniel 12. So she's speaking about Daniel 12, but by the message she identifies, she's taking this particular passage that she's making and she's placing it on God's people at the end of the world. Now here's what I mean by this. Let's read this passage from Selected Messages, Book 2, page 106, 107. The book that was sealed was not the book of Revelation, but that portion of the prophecy of Daniel which related to the last days. The part of Daniel that related to the last days was sealed up through history. Until they were fulfilled, they couldn't be understood. And the part of Daniel that related to the last days was the part that started happening when the time prophecies were fulfilled in 1798, 1843, 1844. So she's